Okay, Chevra, the topic that we have today is basically the end of Simen Pei Zayin. I should just say that I am thinking of doing Pei Zayin, then Pei Ches, then Pei Tes, and then having a Bechina just to see how well it's going. The Bechina is more for me than for you. In other words, I just want to get a sense of how much guys are hopping, should I go slower, faster, tell more jokes, fewer jokes, stuff like that. So we'll have a Bechina Mirtish on the end of Pei Tes, unless I decide to do a little bit of Simen Sadi, which we don't usually do, but we'll have a Bechina then. And after that Bechina, so we'll also figure out where we're going in terms of whether we'll move to Tarufis or not, like we will Heshbin everything out. So the last sugya is in Pei Zayin.
Do you have a timeline?
I would assume like the Bechina will probably be 2.5 weeks from now. That's what I'd assume. In other words, Pei Tes will probably be 1.5 Shi'urim, Pei Tes is probably 2 Shi'urim, and then Chazara, and then Bechina. Make sense?
Yep.
Okay, Chevra. So now the end of Pei Zayin deals with a sugya called Dover HaMaimed. What Dover HaMaimed basically is if I have one item that transforms another item, so the question is whether or not it is Batal. And there are three Shitas HaRishayim that we have to talk about, whether Dover HaMaimed is Batal or not. And the Dugmat Klasit, the classical case where we speak about Maimed, is the case of cheese making. No? Cheese making is a situation of Maimed because you have the rennet which transforms the milk into cheese. So that's the Shaila of Maimed. Shita number one when it comes to Dover HaMaimed is the Shita of the Rabbi Nutam. The Shita of the Rabbi Nutam, and it's quoted in the Mordechai in Siman Tavshin Lamed Gimel. We mentioned Tavshin Lamed Gimel, Tavshin Lamed Dalet are very important years. That's when I was born. So the Mordechai in Tavshin Lamed Gimel quotes that the Rabbi Nutam holds that Dover HaMaimed is going to be Batal B'Shishim, basically like any other Isser in Judaism. So the din of Dover HaMaimed for the Rabbi Nutam is that Dover HaMaimed is going to be Batal. Now the Mordechai kind of jumps up and down and spits wooden nickels. First of all, the Mordechai tainas that the Rabbi Nutam is against the Gemara. You want to tell me that Dover HaMaimed is not Batal? That's against the Gemara. The Gemara tells me in Avodah Zarah Baktes or so that Gevinas Akum are Aser for a number of reasons, and one of the major reasons that's found in the Gemara is that Neishem Amidin Osa Ba'ar Kevas Nevela. Now, the way you make Gevina is that you pour a lot of milk into the stomach cavity of an animal. And there's zikr going to be more than Shishim Keneged the amount of Iser in the Arkevas Nevela. So therefore, for Rabbeinu Tam, that Dover HaMaimed is going to be Batal B'Shishim, how could the Gemara say it's going to be Aser? And even if there's a possibility that there is not Shishim, says the Mordechai, but Lamaisa, it should still be Mutter. Because when we speak about Gevinas Akum, I don't know for sure that they were Maimidim Osa Ba'ar Kevas Neveila. Ken Zayin, they were Maimid Ba'ar Kevas Kishera. It's entirely possible. So if that's the case, it remains a Suffolk. If it's a Suffolk, and you have a Suffolk that maybe there were Shishim for the Rabbi Nutam, it should be Mutter. The fact that the Gemara says that Gevinas Akum is Usur because of this reason, Maimidim Osa Ba'ar Kevas Neveila, sounds like Rabbi Nutam is wrong entirely. Okay, so we have a Shita of the Rabbi Nutam that Maimed is Batal B'Shishim, and the Mordechai tells me that the Rabbi Nutam is Nidche Legamri, Rabbi Nutam is totally wrong. It happens, though, that even though the Mordechai is totally rejecting of the Rabbi Nutam, the halacha, the Rabbi Nutam, does get a teeny bit of play. If you look in the Shach, so Sifkatin Lamed Hei, right? Remember, in Sif Yud Aleph of Shulchan Aruch, we pass in that Maimid Ba'or Kevas Nevela is Osir. Mayim Midbar Kevas Ksheira is going to be okay, right? That's how we paskin in Sif Yud Aleph. So the Shach quotes in Sifkat Lamed Hey that the poskim give a chiluk, the Arkeas Ksheira is going to be bottle. The only issue is because of the chibur between the Ur and the Gevina, and therefore it's going to be okay. But Arkevas Nevela is going to be Osir because Dabar HaMaimid, the Dabar HaOsir is Osir. Right, that's the Shita of the Rif. That's the Rimagash. That's the Shita of the Rambam. That Dabar HaMaimid, when it comes to Maimid with a full-fledged Isser, then the Maimid is Osir. But Dabar HaMaimid, let's say, with Arkevas Ksheira is going to be okay. That's the Shita of the Rit of the Rimagash and the Rambam. But then the Shach at the end quotes that the Maharshal says that Maimid Ba'arkevas Nevela is Batul Vashishim. Meaning the Maharshal paskins like the Rabbi Nutan, that Maimid is Taka going to be Batul, even if it's Maimid B'davar Ha'asar Mamish, even Maimid Ba'arkevas Nevela. And the Shach concludes Ein Devarov Mukhrachim, that the Maharshal paskins like the Rabbi Nutan, but it's not mukhrach. The Maharshal, he doesn't even tell you how, no? The Shach like kind of throws it like as a backhanded comment. It's not mukhrach. And therefore, right, we reject the Maharshal, we reject the Rabbi Nutan, and Gansin rejected. Comes along the Dogomer of Abba. Right, the Dogomer of Abba is Rabbi Yecheskel Landau. He was the chief rabbi of Prague. He was kind of cool, as we know. So the Knight of Yehud and the Dogomer of Abba says that he doesn't think we should reject the Rabbi Nutam so quickly, because hello, Rashi holds like the Rabbi Nutam as well. Rashi will take the Rabbi Nutam. Which Rashi? It's our Rashi on Kuf Tazai, number base at the top. You see, the Gemara, or we'll start from Rashi. We won't start from the Gemara. Rashi discusses what about if I salt the keva of the cow when there is chalav in it. What happens in that case? If you salt, right? We spoke about how cheese making works. So if I salt the keva with the chalav in it, what happens in that case? So Rashi says, in my opinion, it's absolutely usur. It's treif as much as treif as veal could be. It's mamish treif chaladeis. That's what the Rashi says. But Rashi quotes that many people are mekel on this, and they consider it like a nat bar nat. Right, we spoke about this once, how it's not really analogous to nat bar nat, but at least Rashi is quoting from his Rebbeim that's analogous to nat bar nat. And then Rashi rejects that. Rashi says, no. Nat bar nat is the pshat, let's say I have dogim sha'olu b'kaira. Let's say I have a fleshig plate, and I put fish on that fleshig plate. So in that situation, the plate became fleshig because of some meat. And then the plate is going to transfer its fleshness to something else. But the plate is not the source of the flesh. However, in this case, the basar is going directly into the cholam, and therefore it's not called enough or not. Right? We pointed out that maybe based on the Mordechai B'Shem, the Rashba, we could be miyashiv that the ur is receiving flavor from basar, right? So it really is classical nat bar nat. People remember this? I think we did this on Thursday, no? Unless I'm dreaming.
Yeah.
Okay,
the
so...
The ur.
The ur, right? The ur is getting tam, right, from the basar. But then Rashi has a line, and Rashi says, in this situation, where you are salting the chalav shebekeva, so what you have is it all becomes kula nevela. Ukishem esarev chalav zem chalav hagvinas havalei min b'mino chalav nevela b'chalav heter. Zok Rashi, in his opinion, this case is mamish aser because the chalav shebekeva is absorbing the flavor from the basar, and that chalav shebekeva becomes treif. And once that becomes basar b'cholav, once the cholav shebekeva becomes treif, when that cholav shebekeva then impacts on other new cholav that you add to it, in other words, when you try to make cheese and you pour more milk into the keva after you salted that keva that have cholav in it, So Zok Vashi, in that case, it's mamish going to be aser. Why? Min b'mino lo batal. Min b'mino! That's what you state in Rashi. So comes along the Dogomer Vav and he says, hey dude, right? Why are you saying it's going to be aser out min b'mino not being batal? Take away that it's going to be aser because it's davar hamaymed. Elamai zetvin fundan. You see over here that Rashi says the Dogomer Vav doesn't hold of the din of davar hamaymed. Right? It's smoking. Right? It's a very powerful raya that the Dogomer Vav has from Rashi. And once I have Rashi lined up with the Rabbeinu Tam, you get the impression what the Dogomer Vav is trying to say is that. But you get an impression that the Dogon Rav is trying to say, don't reject the Rabbeinu Tam entirely. It's possible that Dovah HaMaimed is going to be Batal B'Shishim, because it's not just Rabbeinu Tam, it's Rashi also. Pretty good, no? How can we be Docha this Raya, gentlemen? Right? How can we be Docha the Dogon Rav Raya from Rashi? You have to speak louder, because I'm deaf.
He's Docha again himself, right?
He's doing himself that what? Good.
Maybe wouldn't even apply because maybe this is Darabon. And therefore,
That if you're going to say what the Shach Tainas in Sivkat and Lamed, that by an Isser Darabonon, there is no din of Dover HaMaimed. And over here, it's an Isser D'Rabbanan, because it's not possible Chavin HaTorah, because it's just sorted together. So therefore, it's not going to... So therefore, I won't apply the rule of Dover HaMaimed, and that's why Rashi has to come on to the other principle of Min B'mino not being bottled. But that's the way the Dogo Merivoba himself is Docha the Raya. But he concludes with Tzarech Iyun, because the Tzarech Iyun is that if you go back to the Shach and Sifkat and Lamed, the Shach is not really convinced that we do not apply the rule of Davar HaMaimed by Isurim, which are Asur Midrabanan. No? The Shach is like hemming and hawing over there. Right? He discusses that maybe we only say Davar HaMaimed by something that's an Isur Machmas Atmo. What about an Isur Machmas Tarubas? Then we won't say Davar HaMaimed. What about Basu B'cholov? Is that called Isur Machmas Atmo, Isur Machmas Tarubas? He goes back and forth. And then, right, it sounds like the Shach is not 1,000,000% convinced that by something that's Midrabanan, we're not going to say Davar HaMaimed. You get an impression of the Shach that you could read five times and you come up with five different understandings of the Shach. That's what makes it like a real Shach. But the Shach over here, it's not abundantly clear. And the Dogon Rebbe, nonetheless, is inclined that maybe, Tzarevion, it could be done to his Raya. But, Nir Lafi and Niestaiti, that there are two other ways to be Docha the Raya of the. Of the Dogomer Vava. Ready? Ready? Way number one. The din of Davar HaMaimed not being bottled. Is it a din to Oraisa or is it a din to Rabbanan?
Rabbanan.
Pashtus in Judaism is Davar HaMaimed not being bottled is a din to Rabbanan. Although the Gilyan Maharsha over here quotes somewhere that the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Pesach and Tuf Mem Beis says that Davar HaMaimed not being Bato is a din de Oraisa. Now there is the name of Banach Goyim Marsha is such a Goyim Marsha. What? Lahatur ba'orachayim is in Tuf Mem Beis mid Oraisa lo Bato. And that's what the Gilyan Maharsha says on the Shachs of Kut Lamed Hay. So, the Pashtus is it's a Din D'Rabbanan. We do have this Shita out there that's a Din D'Oraisa. The Din of Min B'mino not being Bottle. Is it D'Oraisa or D'Rabbanan? D'Oraisa. We learn from a Pasuk, V'latach Midam HaPar Midam HaSoyer. Everybody knows, if you've ever shechted an animal, that a par has much more blood in it than a sa'ir, no? A sa'ir is like a tiny little wimpy goat. A par is a gesunter bull, no? It's Eino Doma, the amount of blood. So what do you mean? Lakach midam ha-par midam ha-sayir. How can you have a taruvus of dam par and dam sayir? L'chayra, the dam sayir should be bottled to the dam ha-par. So the Gemara Menachos Chaf Beis tells me that the reason why it's called Lakach midam ha-par midam ha-sayir is because it's mindamina, and mindamina loy bottle. That's a din d'oraisa, that mindamino is not bottle. So one could argue as follows. The Dogam Rav wants to bring a raya from Rashi. That Rashi says the reason why it's not bottle is because of mindamino. Why does Rashi not say the reason of maimed? So the Dogam Rav, Rashi doesn't hold the maimed. No, we could say better. We could say that Rashi quotes mindamino because mindamino is taka a better reason than maimed. Mindamino is a reason to raisa. Maimed's only a reason to rabbanon. Not bad. Hey, I think that's a better dichoy than the Dogo Mirbaba himself has. Dichoy number three. Dichoy number three for the Rashi. Ready? Or dichoy number three for the Dogo Mirbaba's diuk from Rashi. This dichoy number three is found in that sefer that quoted from Rav Sternbuch's son-in-law. It's called the Kinyan Deya. He's the one who has it. Within the rules of Davar HaMaimed, there's a halachic principle that's developed in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah called Zevizagorim is Mutter. Zevizagorim is the halacha that when I have two causes of something, and each cause could act independently, right? So in that situation, since I can't say that it's coming from only one, because they're both working together, so therefore, Zevizagorim is mutter. So if I have a Dava HaMaimed, and the Dava HaMaimed has some Isser and some Heter, and the Isser could be Maimed on its own, the Heter could be Maimed on its own, but push comes to shove, they're working together. That's called Zevizagorim, and that is mutter. That's found in the Ramah here, no? Where is it? Right, the last Ramah on our Simen. V'dafter shloh yasham Maimed acher, rako osser. Avam Hoya Shom Gam Ke Maimed Heter Hareza Zevizagorim Umutter. Right? Umutter. Zevizagorim is Mutter. So it says the Kinyan Deya as follows. Oh, ready? In the case of Rashi, on Kuf Tezayin, the situation is that you are salting some Cholav Shebekeva. Now, Lahalach, when I cook Basar B'Cholav together, the Isser is Bekulam, correct? But when I salt basar b'chalav together, I salt any iser. So the din is that melach is only mavliya kidei klipa. Kidei klipa means the poskim speak about kidei klipa means like the thinnest level. Melach doesn't penetrate to the entire piece of meat. Only the surface level becomes treif. No, not bad. Comes along the king in Deya, and he says, imkenem hadavarim, that only the surface level becomes treif. So then what we really have is a case of zev zegoyrim, which would remove the din of Dabar HaMaimed. Meaning, Rashi is discussing whether when I put new milk into the keva shenimlacha, when I salted that stomach with the chalav of the keva in it, so then what happens? Then it becomes a problem because I salted it. But how much of it becomes a problem? Only a klipa worth became a problem. And then I add additional milk to it. So what I have is the klipa that's trade is being maimed, but there's also some ha'amada that's taking place from the stuff beneath that klipa level. And therefore, it's only a zev zegorim. And zev zegorim does not create an iser in maimed land. When I deal with the isurim mikoach maimed, there's no such thing as zev zegorim. So therefore, Rashi says, oh, I'm not going to give you the reason of maimed. I'll give you the reason of min b'min lo batal. That's already stark. No? That's a good dichoy. The king in Deya, I think it's at least a triple here. I know, I feel bad for the Yankees also, at both sides. We probably should not use any more baseball muscles, but what can we do? Those of us who are not from the United States probably don't feel such an attachment to Rashi. I mean to the Yankees. But you get the point. Ike.
just wondering if that's so plush that it only applies to the klipa by a liquid also, and not just...
Okay! So Ike hits a home run. Maybe a triple, I don't know. So look at the Taz of cutting yod. Right, the Taz Sifkotin Yud is commenting on the case that it's going to be batal b'shishim if you're ma'imid b'cholav hatzol. Right? That's the case. Kashali, according to the Rush, Kashali, Ladas HaRush, Kasab Kin Ladaitosh, Kasab Mislim Tzadiches, Mimil b'shishim, V'kan Ma'ir La'ingin Malicha. And the Rush says that Moliach only answers Kedei Klipa, not more than Kedei Klipa. Right? In other words, he asks Akasha, how can we need Shishim, connect the entire thing, it should only be connected to Klipa. That's the Taz's Kasha. V'tzarech Leimar, since the milk that I'm talking about is, since Cholov is what we're discussing, and Cholov has the din of a Dover Shamein, and by a Dover Shamein, Moliach answers Bekulo. Right, the Taz basically says that there's a principle later on in Kuf Hei regarding Maliach Kereseach that although we usually assume, most Yishonim assume that Maliach Aser is only Kedei Klipa, when they have a Dover Shamein, so then Maliach goes Bekul. Now usually when I think of a Dover Shamein, it's a piece of like Gishmak Pastrami. Now, good pastrami has a lot of, it's called marbling. You know what I'm talking about? Like there's a lot of weight stuff in the pastrami. That's what makes it really taste good. The meat of pastrami is not more geschmack than other meats, but the extra fat is what makes the pastrami good. That's the halacha of pastrami. That's called a davar shamein. By davar shamein, maliach aser is bekulo. The Taz over here is being mechadesh that
I told
you. That's being mechadesh. And Cholav with Malicha is going to Aser Bekulai. Because Cholav is called Dover Shamein. But then the Taz moves away from that. He says, whoa, some in Kofay it's Mukach, the Cholav is not an Esra Shamein. But the whole Cheshbon of this Sefer Kinyan Deya, why Rashi has to say, Min Bemino, Rashi does not say, Outs Dover Hamaimir, the Cheshbon over here, is true only if you're saying against the Taz. Because the Taz is saying that in our case, since we're talking about Cholav, so the Maliach will Aser Bekulo because Cholav is considered a Dover Shamein. That's basically the next point you want to make. Okay? So let's chazer what we have. So far we have Shita number one of Rishonim, which is the Rabbi Nutam, that Dover HaMaimed is going to be Batal B'Shishim, and we have a discussion as to whether or not Rashi agrees with the Rabbi Nutam, Dagama Ravava, and we have three rejections of the Dagama Ravava. That's Shita 1. Shita number 2 is the opposite extreme, and that's the Tshuva of the Rash Ben Avram that's quoted in the Mordechai in Simin, Tashlag and Tashlad. The Rash Bavram basically says that Dover HaMaimid is not going to be Batal ever, whether it's Dover HaMaimid B'Shal Isser or whether it's Dover HaMaimid B'Shal Heter. The Rash Bavram says that Dover HaMaimid is never Batal. Don't we know that the Mishnah in Chulin tells me that Keva Kshera, if HaMaimid B'Arsho Keva Kshera, it's only a problem if it's Nesan Tam. According to the Rash Bar Avram, it should be a problem, even if it's not Nosin Tam, it should be a problem because it's Dover HaMaimid, and Dover HaMaimid is going to never be Batal. So the Mordechai himself raises this objection to the Rash Bar Avram, and the Mordechai says, no, the Rash Bar Avram, I'll karkacha have to say that the Mishnah is talking about a case that you are Maimid with the Zevezegorim. You're using you're using the keva to be maimed, and you're also using something else to be maimed, and that's why it's going to be mutter. It's only going to be mutter, right? It's unbelievable, right? It's such an kempta in the Mishnah, right? But according to the Rash Bar Avram, I have to be talking about shahaya im hakeva dover shoheter hamasaye alo lahamed. That there's something else that helps me be maimed. And the hagos on the Mordechai on the side says that you also have to be saying that the Or HaKeva is not Yesh Bo Kedei LaHaimid on its own, that, or that they both can be maimed on its own. If I have one that can be maimed on its own, the other one is just doing a tiny bit, that's not called zevizagorim. Zevizagorim can only be when they are both maimed on their own, or they're both not maimed on their own. But basically, the Rashi Bar Avram Shita is that davar hamaimed is never going to be batal. The pashtus is that both the shita of the Rabbeinu Tam is nitzchal legamrei, and the shita of the Rashi Bar Avram is nitzchal legamrei. If you look in the Shach in Sifkatin Lamed, the Shach quotes about the tshuva of the Rashi Bar Avram, and he says that the Rashi holds that ma'imid, even by Arshal Kedus Ksheir, is not going to be batal, but l'didan lo kaimalon hachi. Right? That means that we don't pass in like the Rashi Bar Avram. We pass in like the Mechaber and Sif Yud Aleph, which is like the Rimagash and the Rambam, that ma'imid be nevela, ma'imid by with an iser is also ma'imid b'shal heter is going to be mutter. That is the Pesach v'halacha, which means that we reject both the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashi Bar Avram. It happens if you look in the Pesach Tshuva Sifkot in Yotes. The Pesach Tshuva quotes from a Chassam Sofer and Siman Pei Aleph that the Chassam Sofer kind of holds like the Rashi Bar Avram. No, the Chassam Sofer is discussing Ben Torah Echad Itzchikolei Shaita Ve'em Parnasaso Kiyem Me'asiyas Gevinos U'Mevakish Lahamsi Lo Heter Lahaymid Acholav Ve'Ar Hakeva Ki Amod Bekeva Below Ar Mekalkal Gevinos U'Gam Tzar Tzman Rav, etc. In other words, the fellow wants to make cheese. You have a yeshiva bacher who apparently has no way of earning money because he didn't go to YC undergrad, he doesn't have any profession, so the only thing he could do is he could be maimed, right? Yeshiva bacher, right? Tells, wherever. The only thing he could do is to be maimed gavinus, and he wants to know, can he be maimed gavinos? And the Chassam Sofer says, like, why not? What would be the problem making cheese? Everyone makes cheese. So he says, oh, obviously the cheese is not going to be usher when you use arkevas kishera, but there might be another problem over here called ein mevatlan nisr l'chatrila. The din in Yeridei Psadi Tes is I can't deliberately be mevatlan nisr. Now, if I want to make a recipe and they have shishim, then can I add just a tiny bit of chazer schmaltz to it? Tiny bit. Right, well, tincture. The tincture of chazer schmaltz. So din is no, you're not allowed to do that. Ein mevatlan nisr. So whether that's an Isidoraisa, that's an Isidorabonon, is a machlokes between the Raivin and the rest of Judaism. We'll learn that at the beginning of Tzadi Tes. The Pashtus is, it's an Isidorabonon, but this was an Erlach Yeshiva guy. He doesn't even want to violate an Isidorabonon to earn a Parnassa. So he asks, can I be a cheesemaker? So the Chassam Sofer discusses the Shaila, and he tells you all about cheese making, and he writes that, you know what, in his opinion it's going to really be mutter in this case, and there's nothing to worry about. Mishum davar hamaimid, there's no concern because there's no din davar hamaimid by basar b'chalav. The only thing is, eish b'chushish for the Mordechai and the Chuvas Maimini, who assume that the din of maimid applies even b'shel heter, and therefore you should take something else to be maimid. In other words, the Chassam Sofer, I'm simplifying a bit, but if you read the Chassam Sofer quoting the Pesach Tshuva of Katan Yotes, the Chassam Sofer is concluding that you should be choshesh to add something else, to create a zevah zegorim, because you're not supposed to be maimed b'shal heter alone, because you should be choshesh for this Rashi Bar Avram. Okay? Right? So, effectively, the Shita of the Rabbeinu Tam gets a little bit of traction based on the Dogma Merivava, and the Shita of the Rashi Bar Avram gets a little bit of traction based on the Chassam Sofer. But La Halacha, the Pashtus is like the Rimagash, like the Rambam, that Maimed B'Shal Isser is a problem, Maimed B'Shal Heter is fine. Aval Nishema Tasha Ela, why would this be true? The Chalayra Davar HaMaimid means that I have a substance that changes something else. So that l'cha'ora means, and the Shach has, one of the guys during Seva this morning pointed out the lashon of Shach, that's ke'ilu, it's ke'en, it's somehow similar to like the Isser is be'en, no? There's such a lashon like that in the Shach. So l'cha'ora, if that's the case, that's ke'ilu, the Isser is be'en. So what I have over here is by basar b'cholav also, even if I'm maimi b'shel heta, maimi b'ar ke'bas k'shela, it's ki'ilo the iser is be'en, so it should still be a problem. Why is it going to be mutter to be maimed ba'or kevas k'shera if the svara of davar ha'maimed sha'afilu be'elof lo batal, if the svara is that it's nikar ha'eser? So if that's the case, he could say that, whoa, if it's out, it's nikar ha'eser. So then, even b'shal heter, it's nicker. There's a teeny bit of basar in here. You can't make cheese without basar. So it's nicker ha'isser. The basar is nicker. And if it's nicker ha'isser, l'cha'ira, it should still be a problem. Eza svara yesh to say that maim is only considered nicker ha'isser when it's maimir b'shal isser, like maimir of nevela. But maimir b'shal heter is going to be permitted. Why would I say that? So this is a good kasha, I think. Comes along our dear beloved friend, the Megillah Sefer. Yeah? Megillah Sefer, like always, says something nice. I think over here always says something nice. You know, Tosfos tells us in Avodah Zarah Samach Aleph, the Gemara speaks about a beged she'ovad by kilayim. Like, for example, let's say I have a shirt out of linen, and there's one thread of wool that got mixed into that shirt, and I can't find it anymore. It's like a big shirt, you can't find it. You can't find it. So, Beged She'ovad bo kilayim, the din is it's going to be usser. Frek Tosfos Akasha, why is it going to be usser? Shouldn't they say that it's heter gomor because of bittul? That the tzemer is going to be bottled to the pishtim. And the Mishnayos in the ninth perek of Kilayim, the Mishnayos speak about bittul v'inyin Kilayim, right? The din is that Kilayim is only if it comes from wool. And wool is only wool from sheep. Now, tzemer gemalim. Let's say you have wool that comes from camels, no? Or the equivalent of a camel, the South American camel, is called a llama, no? There is a type of suit that you could buy if you ever get super duper rich called Vizcuna wool, no? Look it up, you can Google it. Vizcuna wool is Tsemer llamas. So it's possible. I mean, the Mishnayos sound like it says. But if you have to, like, Slifkin has like a social dicotay about llamas. But the pashtus is that a llama is the same as a gomel. So if there's no kilayim, it's semigamal, there's no kilayim on this kuna wool either. Let's say I have a mixture of some semer of rechelim together with semer gemalim. So the Mishnah says that there's bittul, meaning there is bittul b'shal kilayim. So if there is bittul, how come the Beged She'ovad by Shatnez, how come we don't say it's going to be bottle in that case? So Tosfos tells me a yesod, that there's no din of bittul with heter b'shal heter. The yesod of bittul in Judaism is that iser can become bottle. Heter can't become bottle, ki huzeh. Hey, this is famous in Yeshiva. This is true of the Oneg Yontiv, where the Oneg Yontiv discusses, let's say, have certain chutei tzitzis, which are shezurim, lishma, and other chutei tzitzis, which are not shezurim, lishma. Right? Can there be bittul in that case? So there's a discussion in the Sharei Tshuva and Ayre Chaim. Let's say I have a few candles, which are kosher to use, and other candles that are not kosher to use. Let's say some candles, pardon me, I have all the Zara candles, so then it's going to be bottle. Isser can be bottle, but heter. But if I have heter, b'shal heter, heter, b'shal heter can't be bottle. That's the yesod of that Tosfos on Daf, Samach Aleph, and Nida. Now, how can you tell me heter, b'heter is not bottle? Don't we know that by basar b'chalav there's a din of bittul? I have a pot, 60 times more chalav than basar. It's going to be bittul. Basar b'chalav is heter b'heter. The teretz is that there's no real din by basar b'chalav of bittul. There's a din of derech bishul asr taira. Derech bishul in the sense of the iser d'oraisa of basar b'chalav is only when there is nesinas tam. If there's no nesinas tam, then it can't be basar b'chalav that's going to be asr. So if it's pachos mishishim, there's not going to be nesinas tam, and it's going to, or yoser mishishim, and there's no nesinas tam, it's going to be mutter. That's not mutter out bittul. It's mutter because it never became basar b'chalav, because it's not derech bishul asra taira. Yes, sir?
How do we get there?
You have to just be louder.
Sorry. How do we get the logic that derech bishul means nesinas tam?
So I think that when I cook and I mix ingredients, I only add stuff into the pot if it will contribute flavor. Right? Derech bishul means the normal way of cooking. The normal way of cooking is that I don't just add ingredients for the heck of it.
Sometimes you like add like water or like maybe meat water to keep the fire going.
Again, so there has to be a real reason why I add the ingredient. I could add the ingredient because I don't want the pot to burn. Okay, but assuming I'm adding another flavor into something else.
And therefore, it just happens to be a coincidence that the amount of buffalo by Isra Hector is the same for Nesinas Tam?
Nachum. I think that's the pshat. That's the din of Derech Bishul Asra Torah. But this Yisro, by the way, is found in Shuvas Reb Kiva Eger Simen Resh Zayin. That Reb Kiva Eger is bothered by the same kasha. I taught you in the second Zach. Kiva Eger is bothered by the same kasha about how you ever allow to be Maimed and Gavina. Shouldn't it be the din of Ein Mevatlan Israel Chatzkila? Zach Reb Kiva Eger, there's no din of Ein Mevatlan Israel Chatzkila by Basar B'chalav at all. Because by Basar B'chalav, right, it's not ever working Midin Bittul. It's working based on this new track called Derech Bishul Asra Taira, etc. Zach, you had a comment?
Yeah, people add like food process, they add all kinds of foods that can't taste food. You can do it thinking it, you're doing it also because of like vitamins.
So again, our world is like more health conscious than they used to be. They didn't know what vitamins were. Normal people only add stuff to make it taste better, or you add stuff to maybe change the texture. But that's also considered a type of tam. Tam could mean that it's easier to chew is also considered a type of tam. Yes, sir?
It tastes better, it's still conditioned. You wouldn't say it's not conditioned because you didn't see the desired effect
The yesod of Derech Bishul Asra Torah is that I'm not going to add an ingredient to more than shishim because it won't accomplish anything.
Well, I get that, but if you don't get the result you want, that doesn't mean that you didn't do Derech Bishul Asra Torah.
I mean, that's not the normal way of cooking. Derech Bishul means the Torah only asks for the normal way of cooking. The normal way of cooking is when they add stuff that will contribute flavor. Adkan.
So, before I can add some vitamins, it would be efficient.
Maybe. I mean, but that's not why people add, in a normal recipe, people add stuff just because it contributes flavor. Okay, so let's just, we're going to have to break from Mincha in a second. But Bekitzer HaMa'aseh, we have the Shita of the Rambam and the Rimigash, which are the accepted Shitas Lahalacha, that the din of Dabar HaMaimid is only B'shel Isser. It's not B'shel Heter. And the question is, why not? The answer might be as follows, based on that Taisvis in Avodah Zarah. Meaning that if it's an Isser, so then I could say that we're talking Midinei Bittul. Because Isurim can be bottle. And then I have the principle that Dabar HaMaimed is not bottle. But if I have Heter B'shel Heter, the concept of Bittul doesn't exist, Ki Hu Zeh. The concept of Bittul is a non-existent concept. And the concept of Bittul is non-existent, so you want to say it's Usr Al Dabar HaMaimed, Devar HaMaimin is just something that shters the rules of Bittul. But over here, right, I'm not dealing with Bittul, I'm dealing with just a general rule of no same time. Lamaisa, it's not going to be no same time. It might be changing it. It might take a substance and move it from being milk to become cheese, but that's not considered a nice and time. If it's not considered a no same time, so it can't possibly be usher out basar b'cholav. That's the approach that our dear beloved friend Megillah Sefer wants to say. What I'd like to do next time is just finish up the makoros that we gave you to maybe talk about gelatin and to talk about this svara a little bit more. And we should pray to the Lord, say yalav yavo mincha, or else you have to repeat your Shemona Esrei, and let's get on.